Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was on vacation, but what unsettled her the most wasn't what happened in the hotel room, but how it seemed to wait until she was alone in the hotel room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We sure do thank you for listening and share those ghost stories with us. It's super easy to do. If you want to leave us a voicemail, just call 855-853-4802. Or you can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, sign up for that. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper's here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was just thinking, you know, if somebody ever wrote in and or they want to call in and they're like, yeah, but I'll screw it up so bad. Just keep in mind, I do try to edit these a little bit. So like if you were to have a coughing fit in the middle of it, I can take that out. Don't worry that about that. I can make you sound good. You know, call it in. We like to hear them. It's funny how many times, and I've heard this from working in audio because I've been in radio in this sort of thing for a very, very, very long time. And people go, I hate the sound of my own voice. And what's funny is nobody's voice is really that bad.
Yeah.
Like, why is it that I can talk to you and I would go, I think Harper sounds charming. Then you hear yourself and you go, oh God, I hate the sound of my voice. Isn't that weird?
It's so weird. At some point, it's just like, I guess we just all got to get used to our voices then.
Yeah. And because it's like, can you think of anyone that you go, my God, I hate the sound of that person's voice. There's probably somebody out there. I don't know. But I just think that's such a weird thing why we hate the sound of our own voices.
It's a strange insecurity thing.
So just know if you call in and leave us a voicemail, I will make sure you sound super great. Don't worry about that sort of thing. So call in.
So please call in.
Please. We like to hear the ghost stories. So let's go to our first story today. And this says, I wasn't planning on writing in so soon after my last email. Not sure what that one was. Something just happened. I'm on a trip and I can't stop thinking about it. I wanted to write it out while it's still fresh because I know how easy it is to talk yourself out of these things later. It's true. I'm currently staying at a resort in Jamaica with my parents and my niece. She's basically my age. Long, messy family story. But we're sharing a room. I want to hear the long, messy family story. We get along fine, but we don't actually spend much time together in the room since we like doing different things. She's very social. She loves the beach. I'm more of a read a book and avoid sunburn person, which means I've been alone in the room a lot. First thing happened our first night here. After dinner, my niece went down to meet some people she talked to earlier. I stayed back because my feet were killing me and I just wanted to wash my face and lie down for a bit. Before getting into bed, I locked the door like I always do in hotel, in hotels. Deadbolt and that little privacy latch. It's an automatic thing for me. I was scrolling on my phone when I heard a sound that made me sit straight up. It was not a knock. It was the sound of the door being tugged from the outside, hard enough that the latch tapped against the frame. That very specific, someone just tried the handle noise. I froze and stared at the door. A second later, the handle moved. So I grabbed my phone. I turned on the flashlight. I could feel my heart start racing. The door didn't open, but when I walked over and checked it, the privacy latch was flipped up. The deadbolt was still locked, but that top latch wasn't engaged at all. I know it's possible I didn't latch it properly, but I tested it. It doesn't slip. It clicks into place and it stays there. I checked the hallway, through the peephole. No one was there, no sounds, no shadows. Eventually, I locked everything again, went back to my bed, convinced myself I was tired and overreacting. I didn't even mention it to my niece when she came back. Next day, things started to feel really off. I got sunburned in a very stupid way, so I decided I would stay inside for most of the day. My niece went out. My parents went out. I had the room to myself again. At one point, I went to the bathroom to reapply lotion and noticed the mirror was fogged, just the lower half with streaks like something had wiped across it. The room wasn't steamy. The shower hadn't been used. The AC was blasting. The mirror wasn't warm when I touched it. I wiped it clean and told myself it was probably humidity and tried not to think about it. Later, while sitting on the bed watching TV, I heard something roll across the desk. I looked over and I saw one of the cheap hotel pens slowly rolling a few inches across the desk before stopping. I stared at it for a long time. I laughed because that felt easier than panicking. I checked the desk to see if it wasn't uneven. It wasn't. I tried to recreate it and it took a direct push to get the pen to move like that. There wasn't any breeze from the AC vent that would explain it. So at that point, I decided I needed to leave the room. I went to grab my room key from the little table by the door where I'd set it earlier. It wasn't there. I checked my pockets, the bed, the bathroom, the floor, nothing. I searched everywhere. I even opened the mini fridge and there it was, right by the sodas. I stood there staring at it. I do not remember opening the fridge. And I definitely had not put my key in there. I even checked to make sure it was cold because if I had done it without thinking, it would have been pretty cold. Out loud, without really thinking, I said, "Why would you do that?" And as soon as I said it, there was a knock. Not from the room door, from inside the bathroom. It was a soft, firm knock, like knuckles against the bathroom door. I went in, even though I didn't want to. There was no one in there, no place for anyone to hide. The shower was dry, the closet area was empty. As I walked back into the room, I just stood there, suddenly very aware of how quiet everything felt. I said, "Okay, I'm leaving. That's enough." I walked straight out. I stayed out until my niece came back. When I finally told her what happened, I tried to laugh it off, but she didn't. She told me that the night before she thought she saw a shadow behind her in the bathroom mirror for just a second. When she turned around, no one was there. We both tried to rationalize it. Maybe every single thing has a normal explanation, but the timing and the way it all happened while we were alone just doesn't sit right with me. We're here for a few more days. I've been keeping the bathroom light on when I'm alone. I've stopped using the latch on the door because for some reason that's the part that unsettled me the most. Anyway, I just want to share it while it was fresh. Hopefully nothing else happens, and I can just enjoy the rest of the trip. Thanks for letting me write in again. That's from Paige. How would you feel if that was your hotel room?
I'd probably leave, to be honest. I don't think I'd be...
Dad, could I get a different room?
I think I'd just be going to a different hotel at that point.
You know, and you're in Jamaica... They're with the parents. My guess is they probably have close rooms or even adjoining rooms. They're vacationing together.
I hope so.
But that isn't kind of like, how do you even address it? Like, "Mom, Dad, I think my room is haunted. Can you get me a different room?" You know? But it's not so haunted. It's not like, Would that creep you out enough that you couldn't stay there?
I think it would, to be honest. I think the door thing was probably my first and last straw because thing. I don't like that. I also don't like the fact that like the privacy thingy was like open and not closed like she said it was. So I'd probably be out of there, just saying.
But maybe she did leave it open because, let's be real, her niece was still out. So I would think that you would leave that open so she doesn't have to get up and let her niece in. But maybe she does that. Maybe it's like, maybe. I feel so much more safe with it closed that just do our special knock. I'll know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
The pen thing was weird, too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, nothing was threatening. But
not necessarily. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah, it's just kind of effing with her.
Like, yeah.
And I don't like the key in the mini fridge at all.
I don't like that. That really got me. I was like,
because you remember if you open the mini fridge, you know damn well if you got in the mini fridge, because everything's going to cost you money. So if you got in the mini fridge, I don't know if as many hotels do it as they used to, but you know, you get that little fridge full of tempting items.
Yeah.
And if you buy that, if you open that Coke, that's a $6 can of Coke or something. So it's like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's pretty interesting.
It's just kind of weird.
I agree. And I don't, you know me, I am the world's worst person when it comes to haunted things.
Oh, we know.
We know.
We've seen it
could,
happen.
The thing is, I could almost convince myself that everything that happened in that story, I really didn't see. I could be like, that was weird. Well, that must have been air conditioner kicked off right then and the pen moved. You know, there's something. I accidentally left that open. Whoops, I guess I put the key in the mini fridge. Womp, womp. You know? Yeah. So I could see like, knock on the door, that had to just been the pipes in the bathroom. You know, I could see me rationalizing.
Totally.
I could, because right now, believe it or not, I am having plumbing problems again in my house.
Oh,
this is after spending $10,000 last year.
And this is just a recurring
issue.
End.
But now the weird thing is, like, I can, and this is not good, but I can be at the kitchen sink and I can hear the water behind me.
Oh.
I should not hear gurgling water behind me.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah. So, but the first time I heard it, that feels pretty damn paranormal. And sometimes water does weird things and pipes do weird things. So I don't know. If it makes her feel any better, maybe that's a good way to rationalize it.
Who knows?
Well, let's go to this caller.
This is Beverly from Northern Illinois. I had written in maybe 3 weeks ago this story, but I thought it'd be better if I had told it. So I was maybe about 8 or 9 years old. And at the time, my best friend was 2 years older than me. They were family friends that we spent a lot of time with. So I was at her house for the day. Both of her parents were out at work. So we were home alone, and she lived in this cute little ranch styled house where her bedroom was in the basement. The basement was only halfway done, so the stairs were wood and everything else was concrete besides like her bedroom and then her stepbrother's bedroom at the end of the hallway. So needless to say, besides the room, it was really creepy. So her and I were in her bedroom. We had the door cracked open and we were playing with our dolls. It was something we did all the time, nothing out of the usual. And we had heard the front door upstairs open. Now, she had 6 dogs at the time, and each and every one of those dogs started barking. And we thought, oh, maybe it's just her stepdad getting home from work, because it sounded like it was really heavy boots walking across their wood floors. So we screamed up, "Hi, Jeff. We're downstairs if you need us." And we continued to play with our dolls. Well, the boots made their way across the floor really slowly, the dogs still barking, kind of freaking out. and they made their way down her wooden stairs to her basement. So we thought, oh, maybe Jeff's just coming by to come say hi to us since he got home from work. Her and I looked out her bedroom door, and a tall man in like a trench coat walked by, and her and I were petrified. We hadn't recognized who he was. It definitely was not her stepdad. At first we thought, oh my God, there's an intruder in the house. So we had gotten up to look down the hallway, and we caught him disappearing through the end of the hallway in the wall. Needless to say, her and I'm 8 years old, she's 10 years old, we're absolutely petrified. And so we slammed the door to her room, locked it, turned the lights off, and hid underneath her blankets and sobbed until her mother got home from work and came downstairs and was looking for us. We had told her the story. Of course, her mom didn't believe us, just thought we were making stories because we were two young girls, blah, blah, blah. Recently, I had connected with this friend from when I was little, and she had told me that after we had fallen apart as friends, she continued to have odd things happening in her house. When she was older, her fiancé had moved in with her, and he had episodes of sleepwalking into her bedroom, which had been completely empty, and he'd sway back and forth and stare into the nothingness, and she'd have to bring him back to the other room at the end of the hallway. It was always just a really creepy atmosphere down there. Little history about the house. They had bought it at an auction because it was foreclosed for many, many years. I remember her mentioning that there had been potential gang activity in that house where they would use it as just like a hideout or just places for them to do drugs in. And I remember when they bought the house, there was graffiti everywhere. I mean, the house looks beautiful now, but it was pretty creepy seeing that old guy. We really don't know if it was a man who had lived in the house before, but it looms over us every single day. We would once in a while reconnect and be like, hey, do you remember when that happened? And yeah, we were both thinking about it, and I thought I would share this recording. So thanks for all you do. You guys definitely help me stay entertained at work. People make fun of me saying, oh, Beb's listening to her ghost stories today. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Oh, Bev, we like it when you listen to your ghost stories every day.
Yeah, y'all, Bev is in fact listening to her ghost stories, and her ghost stories are freaking awesome.
That was a great ghost story.
It was a great ghost story.
At first, I'm like, those girls were young to be left alone, but I know, you know, maybe they're just running to the store for a minute. It's like, and I don't know how old she is. When I was a kid, they never thought anything about leaving us alone. But I was really afraid it was an intruder.
Yeah.
Which really totally creeped me out. But then I'm like, this is a ghost story. It's not a predator or ghost podcast. It's not a predator podcast. So there's got to be a ghost.
It could be. It could be. I'm Chris Hansen.
Right, you are. So it, like, the fact that they both saw it just disappear. And of course, parents don't believe them because they're kids.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
I don't know. It'd be really interesting if she found out, like, years later, it's like, oh, yeah, we had a man in a trench coat just squatting in our attic for like 5 years.
Oh, that would be. Kathy and I were just talking about that a couple weeks ago, about what's worse, the paranormal or a situation like that, somebody actually sneaking in your house and doing shit like that.
The situation is definitely worse. I don't think there's any.
Oh my God, I couldn't imagine. Because I've heard stories of people living in people's attics or something.
And that's just weird.
And they hear weird things and then come to find out it's some guy. And I heard one, and it was the girl, she was like a high schooler or maybe, you know, young, 17, 16, 17, 18, 19, somewhere in there. And her boyfriend, actually ex-boyfriend, moved into their, I think it was their attic. And they kept hearing things, and it was him.
That's not very nice.
No, he's just stalking her in a super horrible way. I don't know how he got in or out. I don't remember that. I've blocked it out of my brain. But yeah, that was interesting. And I'm glad that the friend remembers it. So it's not just like, was I crazy? Oh, I was. I was crazy. Yeah. So at least, you know, it happened to the both of them and they still both remember it.
I know, right? Didn't you just hate it when that happened? When like something horrific happens to you and like years later, your friend is just like, oh, maybe I was there. I just don't remember. You ever have that happen?
Yeah, we had a story recently where somebody had this traumatic experience. And then the
alien thing.
Yeah, that was it. It was you and me. And the guys were laying underneath at a work site, like for a electrical tower or something. And they're laying there just watching the sky. And they saw like this UFO. And then the buddy goes, I don't remember that. Yeah. So I don't know. Is that the alien thing where they come in and they wipe out your brain? So give you amnesia so you don't remember it? I don't know.
Hey, Carol, we're a ghost story podcast.
Exactly. Not Predator, not UFO.
Yeah, ghost.
Ghost, period. Ghosts. Well, if you have a real ghost story, or I would actually take a good UFO story. I do like those. We'd love to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.